Hi guys, welcome back to my podcast, The She Speaks, and here she speaks of things that matter. You guys, I'm about to change my intro because every guest that has come to this podcast has taunted me with this intro. Everybody, in fact, I know what I'll do. Moving on, it's day 9 of the gratitude challenge. I'm excited because we're moving on, and when I started this, I thought, oh my goodness, I'm gonna be inconsistent. But see me here and see my guests pulling up for me. I mean, why not? Day 9 of the gratitude challenge with She Speaks, and today we have another guest in the building. I don't think I'll ever run out of guests, so you guys should get ready. And I think I'm still going to offend a few people that have been asking to be here on here. I'm sorry guys if I haven't checked out your offer or replied you or something. I'm quite a mess right now. So today I have a guest in the house. Her name is Sharon. She is the what should I call it? Owner, call her CEO, young CEO, because bro, Sharon's business is businessing. It does it. She's the CEO of Shari Couture. She sells clothes, bags, shoes, and all of those. And trust me when I say that that's the best plug you can ever get. But that's just by the way. So she was my roommate last semester, and this is the second time of being on here on She Speaks. And this time around, she's here to share our knowledge with us, basically, and tell us what she's grateful for, as other people have done. And the last time Sharon was on here, I remember that I got a few people saying, oh my god, I like that Sharon girl, she has sense, she do no work, she is smart, and all of those things. And I'm forever grateful that Sharon is in my corner. Sharon is I'm talking plenty this morning, but then I'm just in a good mood. Sharon is a very exciting person. Sharon is that one person that was in my corner last year, got introduced to my corner last year, and now she's forever there in one special seat, right? And Sharon is that one person that will forever disturb me and is always there to listen, forever there to listen, always texting me, Oinko, how far, how are the projects coming along, how's school treating you, and all of those things. Sharon showed me what genuine friendship and sisterhood looks like. So it's such an honor for me to have Sharon on here to share with us what she's grateful for. And in all honesty, if I'm counting what I'm grateful for in 2022, Sharon is definitely one of them. And Sharon is top 10, and she's not even 3 to 10. Trust me, Sharon is Sharon is such an amazing person. Sharon was there. When I mean there, she was actually there, and I'm forever grateful for her. So this one is a big one for me, guys. It's a big one for me on here on She Speaks. And thank you guys so much for accepting Bradari with such warm arms yesterday. It was such a blow. My phone was blowing up from the listens. Yo, what's up Bradari? Your people all the way from there to talk came to She Speaks because it's actual, because what? But that's just by the way. So yeah, you guys should stay with me and continue to listen to She Speaks. Keep it locked here. And the next voice you're gonna hear is Sharon's.
Hi everybody, welcome back to the Gist with Oinko. Here we speak on things that matter. My name is Sharon, and I'm so glad to be on this podcast again for the second time this year. Thank you, Oinko, for another opportunity to be on your podcast. I listened to Tinuke's episode, I don't remember which day, I think it was day 6, and there's something she said that struck me. She said, we don't really we don't need to wait till we have a long list before we can be thankful. And that made a lot of sense, because a lot of times we're waiting for something very huge or big before we even say, oh, thank you Jesus, thank you God for this thing. And to be fair, that's not how it's supposed to be. I feel like we're always so caught up with life or focused on what we want, that we forget to actually thank God for the ones that He has already done for us. I mean, we all have prayer points that we somewhat wrote down in January that God has already answered, and we've not even thanked Him enough for that one, and then we're looking for another sometime during the year. I went through my YouVersion prayer point, and I found out that everything I'd asked God for last year, last 2 years, they've already been answered. Like, that's what I'm currently living in. And one of the things I asked God for was to help me live a life led by the Holy Spirit. I mean, a life not led by God is obviously a life of frustration and confusion. And I like how I got to learn that early, and so I asked God for that. And at the time I asked God for that, it's not like I wasn't led, I just wasn't sensitive. And so I just really asked God, hoping that, you know, something would change. And eventually something changed, and this year I can boldly say that each step, each decision that I've made, they've all been backed by the Holy Spirit. It has been what the Holy Spirit has said, do. It has been the voice I've heard say, go in this way. And it's been amazing. So I'm thankful, firstly, for the gift of the Holy Spirit and for His leading, because I'm thinking about it now and I'm just wondering, how was I able to make decisions years ago? I mean, because it's not even adding up. And thankful for this, because I really, like, you know when people say the Holy Spirit told them what to read, like, I experienced this firsthand. I've always experienced it, but this particular one that happened during my final in uni, I didn't see it coming. I mean, so that at the end of every exam, as I'm leaving the exam hall, I'm asking the Holy Spirit, what are we reading tonight? And He's giving me like 4 topics to read, and out of that 4, 2 certainly, surely would definitely come out. As in, this is spot on AOC. This is not even AOC by lecturers that will tell you, oh, read everything, all the whole courses and topics that we've covered this year will come out. This one is spot on. And I was in the exam hall, and like, someone showed me the questions beforehand, and I'm just like, wow. Like, thank you for the constant nudging, for like the leading. It's crazy. Like, all the time I came back from my exam hall, I always had a smile on my face, because I mean, it is you which is smile. Secondly, I graduated this year, and it's a big deal. It's a big win for me, because why not? The whole graduate school. I'm also grateful to God for my mom, She has carried me literally like I'm a big baby to my mother. And even in my business, like there's been my mother has put in her own money into my business, and I'm just like, wow, crazy. Grateful for my brother as much as he has shown me Pepe. Ah, God, nothing prepared me for what I've shown my brother has this year, but still, I'm grateful for family. I'm grateful for the people that I call friends. The people that, even though we don't talk on a daily, I can just put a call through and they would show up for me. I mean, that's a blessing. And I can't even dare take any of it for granted. I'm grateful for the special and amazing people that I met this year that have somewhat helped my walk with God, because God knew that my spiritual life suffered, especially when I was in school, because I barely even had time for myself. I couldn't even do so much, just back-to-back deadlines. And somehow I met people this year that have been able to help me grow more. I'm grateful for the fact that I prayed more this year. Not like I didn't used to pray before, but obviously, like, I know that me, I prayed more this year. I'm grateful again for the leading of the Holy Spirit, because at every point there's been a backing. Sharon, do this. Sharon, go this way. Do this. Do that. And it's soothing to know that if you're confused, if you lack clarity, if you don't know what to do, you can consult your father and ask him, Daddy, what next? Where am I supposed to go from here? And he's there to help you. I'm grateful for the fact that the Holy Spirit helped me in my relationships and friendships this year, because at some point I felt like breaking or cutting off friendship with some people, and at each point the Holy Spirit is like giving me, if it's not a scripture, he's encouraging me, he's revealing things to me, he's teaching me things, and I'm just like, you know what, we're going to keep pushing. And I'm grateful, okay, I think I already mentioned people I met this year. I'm grateful for my business. I mean, it has grown, and I've grown with it as well. Didn't grow how I expected it to grow, of course, but I mean, it's better than it was. That's a big win for me again. I'm grateful for how much I've grown. I've grown so much in the space of how many months? Like, I never saw this growth coming. Is it my mindset? Everything has changed. Like, it's beautiful to see, to know. And I'm grateful for how intentional I am. I mean, if you know me, you know that I'm an intentional lady. Yes, I'm giving myself the flowers because I deserve it. I'm grateful for the skills that I learned this year. And just before I go, I'm going to leave you guys with three things. One, always be thankful. You don't have to wait till you have a long list to say thank you, Jesus. Going out and coming back is a big blessing. Like, you never know how much of a blessing that is. You never know. But saying, Daddy, thank you for taking me out today and bringing me back safely in one piece is a lot. God loves it when we thank Him. Thank Him for the ones He has already done before you go ahead to ask for more. I mean, it's the same way it is with our parents. If you don't thank your parents for the money they give you before, they wouldn't give you another one. My mother wouldn't. I don't know about yours, but she wouldn't. I mean, who raised you? Secondly, Brother mentioned something. He said, be kind, love people more, help people. A lot of people are going through a lot, so the least you can do is be kind, smile more, and just be good to people, be intentional, and be prayerful. Thank you again, Oyinkosola, for having me on your podcast. I love you so much. Bye. Mwah.
All right. I told you guys that Sharon was coming with a bomb. But you guys, when Sharon sent me this thing, yeah, I was asking her, Sharon, what's up? Why is your voice like this? Ashe, Mama is shy. I don't know why she's shy. Sharon is an entire mess. Sharon makes the biggest noise. But now it's time to talk. She's talking one by one. She's talking small. But yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed it, because I did. And I learned a thing or two. I can't remember anything, but I learned like three things. So I really hope you guys learned the same things I learned, and if not, I hope you learned something at least. So yeah, you can patronize Sharon on Instagram. It's called Shari Couture and everything chiffon. And if you want my number, you can text me. I'll give you my phone. Thank you and God bless you. Bye. Have an amazing day.